Naturally, I'm glad that it will take place because I'm calling for this before I went on Donegal County Council. Previously, Donegal County Council had TDs who were acting as councillors as well, so they had a dual mandate. Therefore, they were able to sit down at meetings, and I think they appreciated more what Donegal really needed. And everybody has been saying for years, Donegal's neglected. I challenge our senators, TDs, ministers and MEPs to have regard for Donegal in the future because we're playing catch-up big time. Look at any aspect of life in Donegal and you'll see we're running behind the rest. Now, I only hope, and I'll have no bother saying to them, that I would blame them actually for the situation the people of Donegal are in. Because all of us who are elected are the voice of the people. The people are depending on us to express actually what's needed for Donegal, and the sooner we have the senators, TDs, ministers and everybody else sitting in Donegal chamber listening to even the executive, and I want to see the executive play a role too, namely in roads, namely in, we'll say, education, namely in, we'll say, business, and there is absolutely no reason why projects could not be located in Donegal. And may I cite to you the recent change whenever the payment of our staff was taken to Portlaoise. Now, as far as I am concerned, with broadband as bad as it is in Donegal, Donegal could have that as quick as anything else, given about 80 jobs. That's only one instance of many that could be taking place in Donegal. And as far as I'm concerned, the day has come where we as councillors and where the electorate needs to realise the people that they elect will do the business, will look after their needs and see that Donegal prospers.
Now, I understand that you have been told that this meeting is to take place in due course. When do you foresee this happening? And indeed, do you foresee all elected representatives actually coming to the county here and attending a meeting?
Well, I would like to think before the summer break goes that they will appear. And don't overlook, as I said, the emphasis that I placed on our MEPs as well, because will I say to you that one thing certain sure, agriculture is very, very important in Donegal. So therefore, our MEPs have a very important role to play because statistical information now provides 90% of the farmers couldn't farm if they weren't getting the aid coming in from the EU. That's how serious every aspect of family life and indeed activity and enterprise in Donegal is so important.